So what kind of a stock market investor are you? Here's Opus 111's Mike Mayall.
If you're a long-term investor, don't become a short-term trader when things are looking like they're falling apart. The market tends to go up over time. It's like 70% of the time it's higher and 30% lower, and those times higher are usually significantly bigger than the times lower. But of course, everyone remembers the times when they go down. Nonetheless, the math is in favor of you. No matter what some might think, nobody you watch on TV or blog or articles or whatever can stop a market that's going down. You align yourself with these tea leaf readers who are looking out for themselves rather than for you is really just a form of resistance that's going to only increase your gastric distress. You know, putting all your money into bonds and cash because you're upset with current volatility is not a good strategy. Trying to resist the bear market with quote-unquote safe investments will only make your long-term pain terminal rather than temporary, because it would definitely put a hole in your ability to get to where you want to go long-term. So that's the deal. Resist changing your strategy long-term, because a drastic change caused by nerves is a form of resistance that's guaranteed to fail. You know, just remember, temporary decrease in your portfolio can't be helped. But, as Aristotle says, knowing yourself is the beginning of wisdom. So how you react is really the key to the deal. I found a lot of different projections about what the different analysts think the market is doing, and I thought I'd share a few of these with you, because they're not all the same. Rob Lutz, you all know Rob. He's chief investment officer at Cabot Wealth Management. You know, and lately we've seen stocks, bonds, gold, everything. We've had an everything rally that has investors confused about how to play the slow growth expansion here in the country. And Rob said two key elements are supporting the market: better relative value of stocks compared to other alternatives like bonds, and continued strong earnings growth, because earnings growth is what drives stock prices. And if it up or down, in other words, if earnings continue to go up, well, then likely your shares are going to go up. And if they start seeing earnings dropping, well, there you go. It goes the other way as well. But Rob said, clearly the market is more expensive compared to a few years ago. But, and I think this is key, earnings have justified these valuations. That's what gets lost in all this. Oh, the market's overvalued. It's not as if just the prices went up and nothing else went up too. Ari Wald is head of technical analysis at Oppenheimer. Technical analysis, that's the charts and graphs guys. He said, what we're seeing is very consistent with healthy bull market behavior. The resiliency in the market, being able to rally through overbought conditions and all this political and geopolitical events, is really consistent with an upcycle that we think continues. And I do as well. I still feel we're in a secular bull market. Secular bull markets last years. And again, there's nothing on the horizon in my estimation that would make me feel to the contrary. Now, Wald noted that the S&P, you know, recently broke out above the 2400 level. And that's a resumption of, in his mind, the bull market that was last hit in March, when we had our most recent hits on the all-time highs. Raymond James, chief investment strategist, Jeff Sout, he wrote that there, unless there's some kind of headline shock in the forthcoming trading sessions, we think the downside is contained and that the stage is being set for another leg to the upside. And just a side note on that headline shock, you know, markets will react to headlines. I mean, that's how they work. But they also drive right past them once the headline is kind of digested, and they say, okay, yeah, well, that's that, and off we go again. And finally, Jeff Sout wrote, some investors with whom he spoke appear not to believe in the rally, which continues to leave us in the bullish camp, you know, the contrarian thing. And on the other side of the coin, Jason Hunter, he's head of J.P. Morgan's fixed income and U.S. equity technical strategy. I hope that doesn't all fit on his business card. Anyway, Jacob says, the market keeps a bullish trajectory for now, but we see a growing probability for a summer top and a correction into the fall. We think the current trend downturn, now present in stock indices, will turn into bearish patterns, which in turn could lead to a tradable correction in the fall. In other words, what that means in American is that, yeah, we could see the market drop, and then a tradable correction means it'll come back up again.
Listen to Money Management with Mike Mayle each week on KXLY 920 in Spokane, or find him at opus111group.com. Securities offered through KMS Financial Services.